I'm Mason Wade for the Ecom Sports Network. Today is Saturday, July the 6th. Michael Busch hit three home runs. Pete Crow Armstrong connected twice, and the Chicago Cubs went deep a franchise record eight times while beating the St. Louis Cardinals 11-3 on Friday for their fourth straight victory. Brendan Donovan led off the fourth with a home run against Colin Ray, ending a 31-inning scoreless streak for the Cardinals. St. Louis, which dropped its fourth straight, was shut out in its three previous losses. Miles Michaelis was tagged for eight runs and 10 hits over six innings and losing his fourth in a row. Matthew Liberatore pitches Saturday for the Cardinals. The Cubs hadn't announced a scheduled starter to replace injured Jameson Taillon. And for the Royals, Vinny Pasquantino delivered a monstrous performance with 3-for-5 with two home runs and a career-high six RBIs, including a three-run blast in the first and a two-run shot in the fourth, as the Royals beat the Diamondbacks 9-3 last night. Chris Bubik earned the win, tossing seven innings and striking out six while allowing just three runs on seven hits. The Royals will face the Diamondbacks Sunday in Arizona as righty Michael Lorenzen gets the start. In the NFL, a jury date is set for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. Court records show Rice will go to trial on January 20, 2026 for a civil case stemming from a six-car crash in Dallas Easter weekend of 2024. Two victims are suing Rice for millions in damage. Rice could potentially face a suspension from the NFL, but the league says it will not take action until legal process plays out. The 25-year-old wide receiver who played collegiately at SMU was booked in April of 2024 on suspicion of multiple charges, including one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. A trial date for Rice's criminal case remains unset. In golf, the West Plains Chamber Caddyshack Classic will be held Friday, July the 11th at the West Plains Country Club and will be a three-person scramble with lunch starting at 11 a.m. and a tee time of noon. Register your team at the West Plains Country Club or go to the West Plains Chamber website. And the 18th annual Patsy Wyatt Two-Lady Scramble Golf Tournament will be held on July the 12th at the Thomas F. Benyow Willow Springs Municipal Golf Course. Tee time will be at 10 a.m. Cost will be $80 per team. To sign your team up, call 417-469-1214 or show up at least 30 minutes prior to tee time. And here in local volleyball, students entering grades 7 through 12 who plan to be part of the 2025 ICC Lady Cougars volleyball team need to be at the high school gym on July the 7th at 5 p.m. for a parent meeting and a short practice with Coach McBride. You'll also be receiving practice schedules and learn about new guidelines and expectations for that year. And in hot dog eating here, famed competitive eater Joey Jaws Chestnut reclaimed his title Friday at the Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest after skipping last year's gastronomic battle in New York for the coveted mustard belt. Chestnut, 41 years old, consumed 70 and a half hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, falling short of his record of 76 wieners and buns set on July 4th, 2021. This marks the 17th win in 20 appearances for the Westfield, Indiana's eater at the internationally televised competition, which he missed in 2024 over a contract dispute. For more details on all these stories, go to our website, theecomnewsnetwork.com. I'm Mason Wade for the Ecom Sports Network.